The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Negative thought, because most people don't think that far. But we'll get to there in just a minute. You can keep it going there, fellas. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess as well. We know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. They hate the truth. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check out two of my pages. One is a fan page. One is a personal page. Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. Again, friends, it's time to get busy. If you don't have an account, jump on one, create one, make one, log in to get one, whatever the case might be. Begin to open your pie holes, for a better way of saying it, to liberate us. And the way that we stop tyranny is we speak out against it. And hopefully that's all the farther it ever has to go. If you'd like to check my Twitter account out, it is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio, showing you our faith by our works. Deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. Again, that is showing us our, actually showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. Again, if you want to call us, please do, 1-866-233-0747. And I have to let you know, if you didn't know, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, of course, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As we always say here in the Sons of Liberty, you want them in Christ's head, or rather, you want his mind in your mind. Now, before we continue, we have to feature our new product of the week. I know everyone is excited, sitting on the edge of their seats, just waiting to hear what it's going to be for this week. But this week, we're highlighting the Deadlock Drum Pad, which is Bradley's drum pad that goes along with the drum instructional DVD. This is for all you drummers out there or people who know drummers. It complements Bradley's drum instructional DVD called Deadlock. It's a signature series Deadlock drum metronome that goes perfectly with the DVD. You can perfect your skills and stay on time while you're watching. Now, our kids like to do this too, is you can hit on that drum pad with the metronome and learn your drumming skills and improve them as you are watching Bradley on Deadlock. That sounds like the absolute perfect combination to me. And remember, of course, as Psalm 33 says, play skillfully with a loud noise.
And we're honoring that.
That's right. And very loud, very skillfully done. It's the Deadlock drum pad. It's an outstanding drum pad. It's signature to Bradley. He kind of created how he wanted it to be. It's got the metronome on there, the timing. You can probably
everything.
Tell everything. And yeah, you drum on this thing, you know, at nighttime while we're trying to kind of have some peace and quiet. You're just boo on the drum thing. But if you go ahead and call us at 1-866-233-0747 to order your Deadlock drum pad. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. shop.
No, we got SOP this week.
Okay, because I'm saying Sons of Shop. Shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. It's a $60 donation, but of course, you monthly sponsors, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off, which equals a $45 donation off your product of the week every week. So please do order. It's a great drum pad. It's perfect for all the drummers in your life. Now, before we continue, I want to have some good gold nuggets that I want to share with you. And I really like this quote. You'll find this on Bradley Dean's Facebook. It says this. And this is by John Bunyan, who, of course, wrote Pilgrim's Progress.
Second to the Bible in sales
worldwide.
That's right.
Second to the Bible, which is outstanding. This is what he had to say. He said, what God says is best is best, though all the men in the world are against it. Simple, plain truth, what God says is best.
And the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, said Spurgeon.
That's exactly right.
He was also an admirer of John Bunyan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another good gold nugget of truth on Bradley Dean's Facebook says this. If Christ has once possessed the affections, there is no dispossessing of him again. A fire in the heart overcomes all fires without. That was by Richard Sibbs, who said that, which I thought was outstanding. And then I wanted to relay a nice little referral.
You really
got
to ponder these thoughts, friends. You can't just get them and just say, okay, that's over my head. No, a little child, when he ponders these things, S-E-L-A-H is in the book of Psalms. That means to ponder, to mutter, to think over. And when you begin to think these things over, it's like, wait a second, I totally get that. And you got to keep in mind, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes second.
And of course, it makes sense because if you have a fire in your heart, which is a godly fire, that's going to overcome everything else on the earth without, because what's in is more important, and obviously what's in your heart.
God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And this is a great response that we got, actually a kind of letter of commendation, is that the right way to say it, from Gina Loudon, PhD. Many of you have probably heard of her before, but she said, Bradley Dean has the magic message that penetrates high school students' most impenetrable misconceptions. His unapologetic, pure guts, common sense, cool approach to truth inspires audiences of all ages. And it's cool. And I think that's a great point to make, because when we go into schools, the kids are not going to listen to, and I'm not, you know, being...
No, just say it for what it is.
They're not going to listen to just some cheesy, nerdy, you know, geek. Is this a suit and tie? Does it want
that just got out of school, and he knows nothing about the knowledge that he has in his head through experience.
That's
I get it.
What you need to know, students, is that blah, blah, blah. And that's what it's like in their ears, too. Blah, blah, blah. White noise.
Yeah.
But it's a cool thing. And she says, truth that inspires audiences of all ages and is reclaiming our culture one patriot at a time.
That was a racist comment. What did you mean, white noise? How come you didn't say black noise?
Oh, white noise.
Spanish noise.
I'm sorry, Asian noise.
Yes.
Yes, it can be any kind of noise, okay?
Let's not feed into
that.
I apologize.
She said, you will be woken up, shaken, and forever change Bradley Dean style. I count myself privileged to have encountered truth on the level that Bradley Dean presents it. That was from Dr. Gina Loudon, PhD.
Cool.
One more thing, it's a quote that we have on Bradley Dean's fan page. And it says this, and this is by you, Bradley. It says, after seeing the price of freedom, and we've got a picture of all the students in the back. We've got about, maybe 1,000 to 1,500 students behind you. The entire room is immediately captivated with a new love and respect for America and the laws of our constitutional republic. They will also no longer tolerate anyone, especially tyrants, who would attempt to desecrate those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay, so God gave his law because he loves. Listen carefully. Therefore, because he loves, he gave his law. And love is the fulfilling of the law. So when you have that love in your heart, shed abroad by the Holy Ghost in your heart, you stand up against the sin that violates that law. You see what real love is? Then it establishes righteousness and peace within the land. Think through things, friends. You really have to. Folks, you got Bradley, Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. In the days of Nero, the Roman Emperor, and in the days when the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, which, by the way, was the author of two-thirds of the New Testament, there was a shortage of food in Rome. The people were hungry. Some were starving. And everyone was worried about where the next meal would come from. And at the same time, there was an abundance of food in Alexandria, Egypt, on the banks of the Nile. The Nile River would flood, and with fresh water, there was plenty of corn and wheat in Egypt. So merchant ships would sail from Rome to Alexandria, Egypt, and you would expect that those boats would bring, well, corn and wheat for and from Egypt for the people that were starving. But did they? The questioner, or the answer is no, they did not. The ships were filled, they were filled with sand to be used in the Emperor Nero's gladiator games. There was so much blood from animals and blood from human beings, they filled the circus floor with sand to soak up all the blood. Uh-huh. Sand from gladiator shows. The ships, again, were filled with sand of all things. And one day an owner of a ship came down to the wharf and saw the sand being unloaded. He saw all the hungry and starving people who wanted more than sand. They wanted to be fed with the wheat and corn. So the ship owner ordered his ship captain to bring a shipload of wheat rather than a shipload of sand. And when that ship arrived in Rome, all the hungry people were enormously happy that the ship did not have sand but corn and wheat, and that they would have a meal of food that night. And by the way, that is the whole purpose of why we are on the radio, because we know that people are tired of being entertained to death, and it's time to bring the real food, the bread of heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ, to be filled. Because that's what satisfies the hungry souls.
That's exactly what Jesus did. He filled the multitudes, both in the natural and also in the spiritual, spiritually speaking first, of course.
Yeah.
You got a fly in your throat
or something? So.
But yeah, and that's what we do too, is what we give with our Lord is what we have as our talents. We give him our five loaves and our two fishes, per se, and he's the one that multiplies whatever you have to feed the masses. And that's what some of you might say, well, listen, I'm not very talented. You know, Moses, when God chose him, he said, well, Lord, I cannot speak. I'm slow of speech. But he said, no, I'll have your brother, you know, Aaron, who's going to help you. Yeah. You can't just say, well, Lord, I'm not very good. Lord, I'm the least in my father's
house. God qualifies those that are not qualified. And that's why he picks the unqualified, is to qualify them.
Exactly. Yeah. And you might say, well, listen, I don't have much to give. Just give the Lord all you got. It's up to him to multiply it, to feed the masses. And that's what we do at the Sons of
Liberty. God doesn't use you for your abilities, friends. He uses you for your availabilities, a yieldedness over to his purposes. And if we keep in mind, Scripture does tell us that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And he's also chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. In saying that, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brethren. Last night, me and Chase, the producer here, one of them, we took the time to go see this brand new movie called The Lone Survivor. And right when I first seen the preview, I was instantly, I was stirred up. I wanted to go see this movie. And I knew it was true, so that's why I did go. It's like the Band of Brothers, that's actual events. Know some of those guys, as a matter of fact. And same thing with Saving Private Ryan. It's based on a true story. And when you begin to understand the price paid for, as a matter of fact, it's a lot of that history, my friends, that we've seen through the wars that have been fought, man's wars, God's wars, Hosea 8, make the distinction, if you will. The guys that are dying are still upholding the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And before you complain about our veterans fighting foreign wars that are unconstitutional, keep in mind that lays at your door, that responsibility, because Congress is the voice of the people. So if you want to complain about what our boys are doing, take responsibility and shut down Congress before they send your boys next time, because Congress is a representation of who we are and what we allow them to do. So anyways, in saying that, we went and seen The Lone Survivor last night. I respect every one of them, hands down, no question about it. And it's a story of four guys that were dropped into Afghanistan to basically terminate one of their objectives, who was a Taliban operative. And once they got there, it was time to take this guy out. Well, they came forth with the affirmative back to headquarters that they found their objective and they were going to terminate. And lo and behold, in the process of hiding out for a minute, getting prepared to go in and take out their, you know, their objective there, what happened is two kids, one young kid, a teenager, and an old man actually stumbled upon and fumbled over one of the Navy SEALs that was sitting on the ground. And so what it did is it compromised the whole objective. So they had to basically recoil. They had to basically stop their forward progression and get out of the situation so they could reassess the situation and, you know, redo it is what they had to do. Well, in the process of that, they came up with a conclusion that either they're going to let them go, these three, and they knew that if they let them go, they were going to go down and tell the Taliban. And if they went and told the Taliban, well, it jeopardized all four of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So first objective was, and this is interesting, and I think the American people need to, and if I'm missing details, Chase, you can jump in anytime. But what was interesting about it is the first objective, the first thing that the Navy SEALs actually said during that campaign, that mini campaign of theirs, they were afraid that if they killed those three people, that CNN would take this and smear the United States military.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid of the recourse that the state-run media would take concerning your military friends. Don't forget what I'm telling you, and you need to pay attention to this. One of the Navy SEALs said, if we kill these three people, do you want to end up in Leavenworth? Said one of the four Navy SEALs. Now, what's interesting about this is the name of the movie is, you know, The Lone Survivor. So you, the four were killed. Isn't it interesting that they came up with the conclusion to actually let them go? And guess what they did? They went down and they told the Taliban. And when the Taliban came after them, they killed three of the four. And I'm not trying to give anything away. It's quite telling just the name itself. But it was quite interesting to me that was the first thing he was afraid of, is what the media would say if they were to kill these Taliban. And by the way, they were Taliban. Right when they set them free, one of them ran down I mean, he was on a mission to make sure that the Taliban knew that our Navy SEALs were there to take out the head Taliban joker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, in saying that, at the end of the movie, I came up with the conclusion, wait a second, so we lost three Navy SEALs. One guy went through hell backwards just to make it back home. And interestingly enough, if they would have just eradicated those three in the process, we wouldn't have lost three of our guys.
That's right.
Okay? We weren't the ones protecting a criminal that was out there setting bombs, killing innocent people, now were we? No, and wasn't that the objective of the Navy SEALs in the first place? Yes, it was. But friends, we need to pay attention. And by the way, it wasn't just those three. There was also a helicopter that was shot down by a 12-year-old kid. He was a 12-year-old kid that shot down a C-4 with 16 Navy SEALs that were going in to actually extract those guys out of that battle.
Wow.
So there's much to say, but I'm saying this for the very purpose that we need to understand that our boys, I don't care what branch of military they're in, they're willing to lay down their lives to magnify the Constitution of the United States, our form of laws, our constitutional Republican form of laws against all crime. And we have an administration and we have a state-run media today that works against our objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Snuffing out or allowing our own people to be taken out in the process of doing the right thing. Wasn't that what the government sent them there in the first place to do? Was to take out the Taliban? But we can't get anybody that was innocent. Well, we found out at the end of the movie, which is a true story, they weren't innocent.
Right.
And they knew this, but they were afraid of what the state-run media would say about them, friends. And three of them are gone today. And when you're watching this movie, you're literally on the end of your seat. I literally wanted to be a part of helping our guys get out of that particular situation. And they laid down their lives to give us what we have today. And when I left that movie, I just said, Lord, I don't understand how in America anybody can watch this and sit down and do nothing about the crimes that are taking place against we the people, namely to this administration.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Well, that's an excellent point when you said that about they were so afraid of what CNN might put out on them or towards the military.
That's right.
That they ultimately sacrificed their own lives rather than having that, you know, reproach, quote unquote,
that's
from
right.
the media say, well, look what the military
now,
is doing.
Now, what's interesting about it was it a week before, 2 weeks before? 1 week before, 12 Marines were killed by the Taliban.
Wow.
12 of them were. Isn't that right? Was it 12? I believe it was 12.
Yeah, I think so. It was the same guy that they were going after. And they knew that 20 more were going to die if they didn't do something.
That's exactly right. But again, because of the reproach of the state-run media, they did nothing. And like I said, one of the Navy SEALs, the operatives, he was afraid that they would end up in Leavenworth if he actually took out those three that were responsible for having three of our Navy SEALs killed, friends. Is there something wrong with this picture? We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And friends, there really isn't. I'll tell you a little bit more about that movie when we come back. I do highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Chase, you wanted to jump in on some of the highlights of The Lone Survivor?
Yeah, just the overall feeling of it. I mean, it's a heavy movie. Walking out of it, you're just asking yourself, okay, what can I do to support these guys? What can I do better here? And just when you're talking about CNN and the media and their thought process in the situation, it really puts it in our lap, people, even as viewers of the movie, to say, okay, there's something majorly wrong with us if our guys overseas are thinking about the media and their responsibility before our own people.
That's right.
That's our responsibility as American people to correct the situation here so that when they're over there, they're not thinking about anything but keeping themselves safe.
Well, doesn't that show you how messed up the American people's thought process is to actually tolerate that? And namely, our soldiers. They're afraid of what their own press might say about them. Well, they're dealing with the enemies that are trying to kill those that run through the state-run media?
I mean, this administration has said it clearly that they care more about the enemy and making sure that the enemy is taken care of and not offended and all that stuff, then they care about bringing our own soldiers back home safe.
Well, we can see that.
Right.
Extortion 17, Lone Survivor. I mean, it's out of hand.
Yep.
As it really comes down to. Steph, you had a question.
Yeah, I had a question because obviously you two are the ones that went to go see the film, and I'm planning on going here sometime this week. But I wanted to ask the question now, how come they didn't, because my thought process went here, why didn't they just tie them up and take out their objective and then, you know, do it that way where they couldn't be set free and they could do what they had to do? Why did they not do that?
Well, I think their thought process, from what I understand, was just that tying them up was the same risk, because either they get out and let them go and they don't know where they are, or they get tied up and eaten by wolves, or they freeze at night, or they starve or something,
right.
And they're just as responsible for killing these guys, leaving them there tied up.
Right.
So the responsibility is still on there.
So it's the same difference. Basically, they would tie them up, they would die anyway because of maybe these three things, wolves eating them or starvation or cold. Or if we kill, it's the same repercussions, basically.
Yeah, and they weren't all that far from the camp, so if they just started screaming or whatever, I mean, it would have gotten somebody's attention.
Oh,
say that again?
If they had started screaming or making noise or somehow alerted the Taliban in the city, I mean, they weren't all that far
out. Well, you could see on the teenager's face, he wanted to take out our SEALs right there, and that was what was hard about the decision that they made. It's like, why did you do it that way?
The one guy, I think his name was Axe, I think that was his nickname or his last name, he said, this guy is a warrior. I mean, he's not just some kid.
He looked at it in his eyes,
He's going to go down there, and he's going to make sure that if they let him go, they're going to pay for it. They knew it right off the bat.
Right.
I mean, there's some foreshadowing there. It's just crazy.
It's such a difficult situation because if you think about the situation, they were, you know, their objective. Yeah, and it looks like everything was going to go well, and then all of a sudden you stumble across, and what are you going to do? There's never, you know, I can say this. I love to watch all those, you know, Surviving the Cut, where you follow all special elite military forces, from Navy divers to snipers to the SEALs to, you know, Marine Corps to Army sappers. I have respect for each and every one of them just alone for, first of all, sacrificing their own lives to join the military, to give up their life, in a sense, for our country. But even what they have to go through just in their basic training or their special operations training is enough to command extreme respect from me. And then when you go and you see, wow, all the things that they go through on top of that, when it comes down to going on these missions and laying down their lives, and not just their lives, but then their wives sacrifice. They sacrifice their husbands. The children grow up, you know, where's my daddy? And, you know, we were even looking at Active Valor, which is, you know, follows real-life Navy SEALs and who played the
same
parts
timeline.
In those things.
Yeah.
And you look at the sacrifice and you look at what they go through. How could we not live for what these men have died for? And I know that we recently received a Minnesota Fallen Heroes. It's a remembered calendar for those fallen soldiers, specifically from the state of Minnesota here in 2013. And hopefully we can do a show that's just strictly dedicated
to
these
every
men.
Show that we do, we want people to understand why we are doing it. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, friends, it's one thing to sit there and hail a hero. It's another to be a partaker.
That's exactly right.
And when we look at these men doing the things that they're doing, friends, there's just no excuse on the behalf of the American people to turn their cheek in the face of what's going on. Keep in mind again what we said here, friends. The Navy SEAL, the first thing that he came up with, his first flag was CNN, the state-run media in America. What they might say if they actually fulfill their mission in Afghanistan. Now, I'm not saying anybody should be killed. And I'm talking about the innocent, okay? But when we're dealing with those that are protecting a known terrorist in this particular situation, folks, they're partakers. Hey, they're accessories to the crime. And we cannot pull that away from those that are in helps of these men that are trying to destroy we the people in America. We're just not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And when you were talking about greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, in going through this calendar, there's a SO2 Navy SEAL named Nicholas Patrick Sefar. He was born in Minneapolis, and they go on and talk about, you know, how he grew up and so on. And a lot of these boys, they're just babies.
I mean,
think of them like, this kid is 22 years old. This particular Nicholas was born in 1986, so he's just, you know,
I want to play a piece here from Marcus Luttrell. He's the lone survivor, and he speaks out. I want you to listen to carefully as to what he has to say.
To give up everything to achieve that job.
This is the lone survivor.
Give your own life for that job and for the guys that you're going through the program with.
Red Wings and go.
Bad guy. Senior Taliban commander.
Shaw killed 20 Marines last week. 20.
Going in with a four-man team.
We were going after a HBT by the name of Ahmad Shah. Conventional forces have been chasing for about 2 years, and they finally slid him across our desk. It was a reconnaissance mission, sniper overwatch, so if we had the green light to eliminate the threat from our position, we would have. We got a soft compromise. I mean, we got walked on by some goat herders.
This op is compromised. We got two options. One, let them go.
The second that they run down there, we got Taliban on our back.
Then we terminate the compromise.
We actually turned those guys loose and relocated, and about an hour later, a militia walked on top of us, probably 80 to 100 strong. best guesstimation. And yeah, firefight ensued, man. And 3 hours later, three of my buddies were laying dead on the ground with me, and 16 more were dead in a helicopter explosion.
It's a Chinook military helicopter.
They pushed the ropes out of the back, and before they could fast rope down, a 12-year-old boy shot an RPG into the back of it and blew it out of the sky. Multiple times I was rendered unconscious. I still had life left in me, so I couldn't quit. What was I going to do, lay down there and die, call time out, have one of the Afghanis come and get me? That wasn't going to happen. Yeah, I had fallen down the side of this ravine into a river. There, some villagers heard me in the village. And when I came to, I thought they were there to kill me. So it was kind of a standoff. I had no idea what was going on. And then, me, I don't know why I didn't kill this guy. And we talk about this moment all the time, and I ask him, and I tell him, I was like, I don't know why I didn't kill you, man. He's like, I don't know why I let you live. I was like, oh, that's a good point, I guess. But yeah, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be sitting here.
I've seen so many, and I've heard so many Monday morning quarterbacks, they're just, it's the funniest thing to me, because I read stuff, not too much online, but just, you hear people like, oh, I'd kill them, just did right there and there. Really? Would you? I mean, you've been there? Absolutely not, you hadn't been there. And then the other people are just like, well, you turned them loose, and that was the right thing to do, even though everybody died. So how do you weigh human life? It's a conundrum that can never be answered. It's war.
And I think that's it right there. We need to understand that there's people that are dying every day in America, while the American people, to their shame, for those that are partaking with it, are entertaining themselves out of their own freedoms. Well, there is a real threat in this country, and friends, and not just in this country, but it's interesting that when you look at this new world order government that's trying to implement itself through the guise of us, the American people, fighting a foreign enemy, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, and that's exactly what it is. Our best friends, I'm talking about the Navy SEALs, I'm talking about the cream of the crop, the Chris Kyles of the world, the Aaron Vaughns of the world, Extortion 17. And when I'm talking about these Marcus Terrells and all these other guys, listen, these are the best that we have, friends, and they're being killed overseas. In a lot of ways, it's senseless stuff, the way that they're dying. And they're pushing them out in the front lines. And then when they get to their objectives, they're told by your governments, you better not hurt those that are helping them. Something's wrong with that picture. And here's the good news. This is the answer to America's dilemma. Know the price paid for your freedoms. Now let's go to the spiritual. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he sent his son to be the propitiation for the sins of the world. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. And let me say something to the church. When I look at the natural military, and I look at scripture, in the natural, they're so outshining what the church is supposed to be doing, it sickens me. Me and Chase were just talking about this last night right after the movie was over. It sickens me. What the church in America is called to do, it should be leading the way as to what the Navy SEALs are doing in the natural. But the natural man has more understanding than those in the spiritual. I'm not talking about going around slaughtering anybody. I'm talking about holding the sword of the Spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I'm talking about possessing the land. And we've already got the land. We just need to return to the God that gave it. And we're not going to God to restore our land unto us only. We're going back to him because we owe him our allegiance. Just like these Navy SEALs, they're showing America how much they love her by standing up and fighting for her. And how are they doing that? They're upholding their right hand, swearing to uphold the Constitution of the United States that this administration and its cronies are not willing to do. And I want to say this, and I want you to hear me clearly. How many men are 6 feet under the ground today that have fought fighting, and that have fought and have bled and have died fighting against the same ideology that this administration in the White House today is advocating? a whole mess of them. And America, it is on your watch now. Because we got a lot of these guys doing the stuff. We need to do our part. And we need to say enough is enough. Too many people are dying. Now we need to stand up for those, namely for ourselves and our posterity, and say thank you to those that fought. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, talking about the Lone Survivor. P.S. Lone Survivor seals top spot at box office, second biggest January opening ever. It exceeded expectations.
Amen.
And really what it comes down to, hey, folks, the good part about this is the younger generation is seeing the games being played by this administration. The military complex, the games that they're playing. And what the American people are playing by tolerating this. But again, the answer lies in the hands of the American people. Because, again, it's we the people. In government, when we complain about government, we know that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And when we talk about these things that are going on, and again, we turn our back as to what's happening to our young kids, our young boys. There's no excuse on the behalf of the American people to tolerate this. I wanted to talk about the movie because I thought it was that important.
Yeah.
I do want to caution people, though. Someone actually posted on Facebook, one of my friends, that, Bradley, you got to go see this movie. I said, how was it? I always want to hear back, you know, want to hear some feedback before we actually partake with stuff like that. And she said it was great. She said, I was crying through it through the whole time. And I said, it's a true story. She said, it's a true story. I said, would it be a good show to bring my boys to? And she said, no, there's way too much swearing. And so what I did is I just prayed, Lord, you know, cover my ears and my eyes to what I'm not supposed to hear and see, and let me, you know, derive what I'm supposed to derive from it. And that's exactly what I did. I wanted to absorb the heart of that movie and the heart of the sacrifice that was paid, and I got that. And again, I just think it's second to none, and I think people need to pay attention to it, and I think people in America really need to see the price paid for their liberties, regardless if you agree with the war that the American people tolerated in the first place, yay or nay. And I also want to keep in mind, I want you, just a thought, you know, I'm a little bunny trail here. It's interesting, we hear people like the Henry Kissingers of the world that say that of our soldiers that are upholding the Constitution of the United States, that they're dumb, stupid animals, and they're only being used for foreign policy.
As pawns.
As little pawns. Mm-hmm. And folks, you're hearing, this guy sits right next to Barack Hussein Obama, and he's still sitting there calling your boys and your girls that are coming back in boxes, by the way, that they don't want you to see. Why don't they want you to see that? Because you might awaken to the fact that something's wrong here. And when you begin to pay attention to this administration, you can see exactly what's wrong here. And it's not just Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, it's been every decade since I can remember, there's been some sort of war through some corrupt administration. I want you to think about this. Because, again, this is the answer to America's dilemma. Pay attention to the price paid to the church. The church's pearl is Christ crucified. What is liberty? Keep your eyes fixed on the cross. I'm crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me. Let me take you to the natural. World War I, there was 3,350 boys that never came back home. POWs, MIA. You know, but as long as we got the T-shirt that says you're not forgotten, I guess that justifies the issue. In Korea, there was 8,172 men and women, POWs, MIAs. Oh, well, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, right? No, they are my brothers. They are my sisters. Because I am my brother's keeper and my sister's keeper. The Persian Gulf, 41, POWs, MIAs. Oh, well. World War II, 78,777 men and women were POWs or MIAs. They went MIA. Vietnam, 2,260. By the way, World War I, my grandpa was there. Korea, my dad was there, I was told. World War II, my uncles were there. Vietnam, my cousin was there, and he got killed. Why does it matter to me? They said during World War II that there wasn't a household in America that did not feel loss. How can we sit down on the crimes against our laws, my friends? World War I, there was 116,516 men and women that fought, bled, and died upholding the Constitution of the United States of America. In World War II, there was 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Korea, there was 36,516 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to make it valid through their loss, through their blood. Vietnam, there was 58,151 Americans that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. That war was a mess. By the way, for you Vietnam vets out there, I high-five you. You are not the problem. The American people tolerated Congress to play games with your lives. Iraq, Afghanistan, 8,000 Americans. See, Steph, this is what blows me away, even when I listen to, you know, what we have going through the state-run media. They just talk about the problems. They just talk about the problems as if the problems were created by somebody else, and they're just throwing on us innocent people here.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, we all claim that we're patriots, and patriot means to uphold dying laws. If we're thankful for the freedoms that we have, guess what that road leads to? Gratitude. And guess what happens when we're thankful? We'll do the same thing as those that fought, bled, and died to give us without even them asking us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one night this weekend, we were sitting in a restaurant, and I was just sitting there and, you know, looking at, you know, families eating and people enjoying themselves. And it's like, we're able to sit here and eat and enjoy ourselves with our families because someone fought blood and died
and
to be here.
Yes.
And they're continuously doing so. And you look at the sacrifice that's been paved, and even those that were even prisoners of war, we've got an excellent documentary on those who are prisoners of war, and one of the quotes that they left on the wall in the prison where they were held was, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. And when you look at these, you know, prisoners of war, the missing in action people, you know, the unknown soldiers, when you talk about the tomb of the unknown soldiers, how they honor that sacrifice. It's not just on the 4th of July that we should be honoring their sacrifice. It's not
every
just
day.
On Memorial Day where we, you know, we salute our veterans, give them a standing ovation and pray. Listen, our lives should be reflective. Do they sacrifice their life just one day of the year? No, they're constantly in the battle, or they're constantly training or doing something to uphold our freedom. Should we just honor them one day a year, or should we live for what they died for every single day of the year? And when I look at these, you know, these calendars of men that have died, or I hear, you know, daughters talk about their dads who are no longer there. When you're talking about a movie like this and you see the sacrifice, it really should cut you to the quick to say, listen, I want to make sure that we uphold that sacrifice. What I love so much about this lone survivor movie is the fact that so many people can see it now. It's a huge success, the box office. These men did not die in vain. Their stories did not die in vain. They're going to inspire
many Americans.
They're
not going to die in
Americans.
Vain if people respond to their sacrifice.
That's exactly right. And I think they'll inspire so many young people to say, wow, look at the sacrifice. When we go into schools, once the kids see the sacrifice and they see the price, they're like, oh, now I'm going to fight for our country. They laugh it off in the beginning of the assembly program. How many of you know your Constitution? Oh, yeah. Well, they raise, a few of them raise their hands. They don't really care. By the end of it, you say, let's go desecrate the graves of Arlington after you talked about the price and gone through the whole entire thing with them. And the kids say, I'm going to rip your head off if you do that.
Yep.
Now we understand. Now we get it. Once they see that sacrifice, everything changes, and they also have purpose in their life.
It also changes. People need to understand that, and I've heard this, and I've actually read this, that we are under attack by this administration and foreign nations because they say that America's gods are now their sports.
That's true.
Isn't that interesting?
If the
American people didn't tolerate this, we wouldn't have to worry about losing any more of our boys or girls,
That's
right?
Exactly right. You emptied out those stadiums that you see for the big football games. You put them right in front of the state capitals across the nation, the United States Capitol, in protest of what these, you know, tyrants and criminals are doing in office. Our country could be changed in a month.
Give them a piece of bread and a spectacle, and I can do whatever I want to do with them, said Caesar.
Yeah, case in point of greater love. This one man said, Nicholas, who said, why does he do what he does? He does it for you, for his family.
That's right.
And when you see and you look at what we're doing on a daily basis with the Sons of Liberty, we are going out there and upholding not only this sacrifice of men and women, but the sacrifice that Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross.
First and foremost.
Amen. And for those of you who want to support a ministry that's out there honoring sacrifice 24/7, doing what needs to be done, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate. You can click the donate button, which is right in the top right-hand corner. People say, we're so glad you're out there. We're so glad Bradley Dean's out there. We're so glad you guys are speaking out and doing what you're doing. Listen, we cannot continue to do what we do literally without your support. Please be the fuel in our tanks to get us there. We're boots on the ground. We're front lines, but you guys are the ones that really help make it possible for us to do what we do. So again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see in the very front picture on that website why we fight, why we do what we do, and click the donate button. Or again, you can call 1-866-233-0747 to make a donation to the Sons of Liberty.
Amen. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Go to Bradley Dean, double E. There's two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, one personal, one fan page, and or go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, we will talk to you in 23. We love you by what we do. First down, 318. See ya!
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.